It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a prize every week.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, absolutely.
Warning.
I love it.
Gene, would you just take over and let's get this show underway, please?
Yeah, okay, yeah, absolutely. One of the things I've learned in my life that this whole cord cutting thing is, it's a natural kind of thing, and it's what we have been, our society has been taught that it was not good.
I told Curtis,
that's what went bad.
I told Curtis yesterday, I said, you know, I love being outdoors. Mm-hmm. I don't love all this hard work, but I am so looking forward to getting this project completed. Mm-hmm. So that all I have to do is go around and pull a blade of grass here, move a little stick there, whatever, but not work in my butt to the bone.
Sure.
I mean, who wants a bony butt?
Sure. Oh, that's true. Well, that's my goal, is I want to be able to help you make that happen. And I think we can do it. What the stuff over there, it looks like a lot, all that rock and the regrading and moving, but it's all doable.
Dude, you're going to be so surprised when you see what I've already accomplished.
Awesome. That's excellent.
I'm hoping to go out today after we finish recording and do some pickup. Curtis cut down branches and things like that. So I just need to pick that up. We've got a pile of debris waiting for the claw truck.
Awesome.
So he was asking me, is Gene coming over Wednesday? I got a job for him. I said, what? So I need him to pick up all these branches and things that I cut. I said, it's not going to wait till Wednesday. I'll get that up by Monday afternoon, because my intention is to, after today, call the county to bring their claw truck.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, I'm sitting here thinking as you're describing that with your schedule for the foreseeable future, I think we ought to plan on me doing that work on Wednesday so that I can put what I do out if there's anything, and just do that regular, get this done. And then at that point, even if I come over other times, you know, to help do it, because I want to have this done before it really starts raining in the next 2 weeks, you know, I get this to where you can get out there and enjoy.
One thing that I want done is, you know, where the hedgerow is at the front, mm-hmm. it's got weeds growing through it. Last summer, I mulched it really thick.
Mm-hmm.
But it needs another layer of mulch. It doesn't need more. It doesn't need what's there pulled up. It just needs more added to it.
Now, you're talking about right there by the driveway?
Right there. Yeah, right on the driveway.
Because I'm thinking that that's still a lot of mulch there. And what that's doing is they're trying to grow up through the mulch. We probably need to trim them back down, you know, take all of it out of there and trim them down and then put the mulch back in. You know what I'm saying?
You mean trim the shrubs?
Down at the bottom, take the mulch out, take out anything that doesn't need to be there. I mean, I'll show you what I mean.
Okay,
I'll show you on the end. Because what they're doing is those roots are growing up and they're trying to make new bushes, and you've kept cutting them back. But let's see what the roots look like.
Oh, saying thin them out.
At the bottom.
Well, I will tell you, those bushes are weird. They are like a bramble. They intertwine and they twist, which makes a nice shrub. But sure. They fill in such a twisted way that it's, if you're not careful, you end up with bald spots. I've done that a couple of times.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
They're good for topiaries.
Yeah, they would make great topiaries.
That's, in fact, they're boxwoods, I think.
I think you're right.
And so, I mean, I think that's what, like, they use down at Disney for a lot of stuff. You know, I'll show you what I mean. I think, you know, I think it's going to be good. We'll make this work. So, I'm sitting here thinking about everything all at once again.
Yeah, I know.
So
that's why I use my Kava. It helps me focus, because my thoughts will get like scrambled eggs in my head, and one just touches the other, and I end up with like an omelet in there. And omelets are good if you're eating them, but they're not good in your brain. Sometimes I have to separate all the ingredients, and I can't, and that Kava helps.
Well, I might be able to look at trying that down the road here as I move into my next phase, because I don't know that I'm going to drink as much coffee, mainly just even because I won't be able to, you know?
Yeah.
Won't have a Keurig machine.
Does make a difference.
So. We're happy you chose to take a break with us today. We look forward to hearing from you online. Visit beunique.org for details about all our shows.
That's BUNEKE.org.